Look with me, if you will, to the book of Romans. There in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. And that first verse. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, Paul draws this conclusion after this daily struggle that was common to his experience and is common to the experience of all who are in Christ Jesus. And he expresses something of this struggle in this 7th chapter, there at verse 18. He says, for I know that in me, that is, in my flesh. Peter, I read to you, talked about this tabernacle. He said, I must soon put off. He's talking about the flesh. For I know that in me, Paul says, in this tabernacle of flesh, dwelleth no good thing. He found that out. Very few have ever found that out. But Paul knew it. And I think to a measure I know it. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Has to do with the opposition of the flesh. The flesh and the spirit. Engaged in a great warfare. With all this opposition of the flesh, Paul seemed to be between a rock and a hard place. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. This is Paul's experience. He mourned, if I understand this right, he mourned over his felt distance from the Lord that he loved. He mourned over it. Now, Paul was no antinomian and could not live as he liked, either in the lust of the flesh or in the love of the Spirit. Saying that, reading what I have read, turn with me also to a portion of Scripture that's found here in Galatians chapter 2. Verse 20. verse 19. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yet, in the complications, struggles that the apostle had, he comes back to that particular spot in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, where he says this in light of this struggle and this opposition that he has in the flesh. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. Now I know myself by my own experience. I know that my inability to produce anything acceptable unto God. In myself, I cannot. It's an impossibility for me to produce anything that's acceptable by God Almighty. I understand that. And at the same time, I understand that I am able to rejoice that God in Christ provides everything that is profitable for me. Do I stand accepted before God? If I stand accepted before God, it is wholly in Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul is rejoicing in. He understands something of this awful nature that he has. He understands it, knowing it's a fact, but he also feels it. He feels it. But yet, in light of all that, he rejoices. Even though he cannot do anything of himself or in himself or pertaining to himself that is acceptable unto God, he knows that all that will be profitable to him, God has provided in Jesus Christ. And where is it here? He says about being, is that in the book of Philippians? Let me see there a minute. The book of Philippians, I believe. Philippians 2, maybe it is. In the third chapter of the book of Philippians, Paul says, in light of what I've said, Paul said, yea, doubtless, in that 8th verse, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in Him. No condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And He said, and to be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. In Christ, no condemnation. In Christ, no separation. In this same chapter, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. He's saying these things in light of the struggle that he has within himself, where he says, I know that in me dwelleth no good thing, that is in my flesh, for the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not, for the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. That's his struggle, that's his experience. But he says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation and no separation from those that are in Christ Jesus. Those not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but being found in Him, to be in Christ Jesus, in Him. We're saved, we're safe and secure forever. Out of Him, out of Christ, either in Christ or out of Christ. This world is made up of a world of those that are in Christ and a world of those that are out of Christ. Out of Christ, we are under the condemnation and the wrath of God, not only an enemy of God, but enmity against God. What from Christ that soul shall sever, bound by everlasting bands, once in Him forever. Thus the eternal covenant stands. None shall pluck thee from the strength of God's eternal hands. Now there is a good biblical illustration of this glorious truth. No condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And it's found over here in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, or chapter 7, verse 1. Noah and chosen few with him are in the ark, while the waters of judgment rage without. verse 1 of the 7th chapter. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. Come. The Lord said unto Noah, come, thou and all thy house. The Lord did not say, go, for the Lord took him inside the house, inside the ark, and the Lord shut him in. The Lord took him in. The Lord shut him in. The Lord took him in. But of God are ye in Christ Jesus. But of God, not of Paul, not of Apollos, not of Cephas, not of the church, not of mother and father, not of religion, but of God are ye in Christ Jesus. I said that the Lord took him in, and the Lord shut him in, and the Lord kept him in until all danger was past and gone. The Lord took him in, the Lord shut him in, and the Lord kept him in. And the Lord went in with Noah, and Noah was shut in with the Lord. The Lord, being shut out of the world that He made, and that He was shut out of, there was nothing there but death and judgment. Noah was shut in with the Lord. And so Noah was secure in the Lord. It's been asked many times, whatever happened to the carpenters of Noah that worked for Noah and built the ark? Well, certainly these men that were made useful to Noah to build the ark were useful, certainly, in their own way. God used them for the benefit of Noah and those 8 souls. God made them to serve Noah. Whatever happened to them? Well, I'll tell you what happened to them. In order to emphasize that there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Now, what happened to Noah's workmen? What happened to Noah's carpenters? Well, they were eating and drinking, the Bible says, marrying and given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and they knew not until the flood came and took them away. They knew not until the flood came and finished them all. But Noah was in the ark, and God was in the ark with Noah. And God shut the door. And those inside were safe and secure, and those on the outside were under the judgment of God. Now, they had no part whatsoever in Noah's salvation or Noah's security. They were not in the ark, and the ark typifies those that are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation to them that are in the ark. Those outside the ark had no part in Noah's salvation or Noah's security. They worked for him, but yet they were all destroyed. The judgment of God fell upon them, and they were all destroyed. No condemnation to them that were in the ark. No condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Look at Lot. Not many kind words said about Lot in our day, maybe never have been. But when the fire of eternal vengeance fell upon the cities in the plain, the fire of eternal love was quick to fall and to defend the object of God's choice, which was Lot. Magnified mercy carried Lot safely to Zoar, the little city of Zoar was the place of safety. It was a city of refuge. It was a house of defense. And it carried Lot there. All of this now is secured in those who are in Christ Jesus, where no condemnation is found. Where the sword of vengeance, sword of the wrath of God and the justice of God, can never be unsheathed to those that are in the ark, to those that are in little Zoar, the house of defense. Security in Christ Jesus is a wonderful thing. And not many people know about it. Not many people are interested. But I'm interested. The more I hear about it, the more I enjoy it. To know that I am in the ark, that I'm in Christ by faith, and that I'm safe in Christ. Safe everlasting, and saved everlasting. Called and justified freely. I enjoy it, don't you? I enjoy my safety and my security in Him. And I enjoy those scriptures that says nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. This security is illustrated in Noah and the building of the ark and those that rode out the storm in the ark. Those that were taken in and shut in and kept in until all the danger was past. Typified in Lot in the city of Zoar. It's wonderfully typified with the nation Israel in the land of Goshen, where the blood of the paschal lamb was sprinkled on the doorpost. And that was a sign of immunity from the sword of vengeance. The sword of that avenging angel. All in this blood-sprinkled house was securely preserved and cared for. All of that speaks of the no condemnation them that are in Christ Jesus. How can you enjoy a salvation that is not safe, is not according to the wisdom of God, a salvation where the justice of God is not understood, is not seen and plainly told, a salvation that does not justify a man from all things, a salvation that does not do away with all of his sins, sins of yesterday, sins of today, and sins of tomorrow. The salvation that I'm talking about, and the salvation that's involved in the no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, is a salvation that delivers us from every charge and every liability that's against us. Salvation that I'm talking about is the salvation wrought by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, in His own person, in His own body, alone on the tree. A salvation that delivers those that are the objects of this salvation from all that was laid against them. A salvation that ensures and guarantees that there can be no separation whatsoever. Let me read some more of that particular chapter. For our edification, for our comfort, for our enjoyment. So what else do you have to enjoy in this life? What can you take comfort in? If you cannot take comfort in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, whom God sent, whom God commissioned, whom God authorized, whose only business is to glorify God and to save His people from their sins. If we cannot understand that to a measure, we cannot worship Him aright, and we cannot enjoy the salvation of God. I enjoy that. It makes the hair on the back of my neck to stand when I am brought and confronted with the Scriptures that teach that I'm safe evermore in Him. Regardless of the struggles within and the struggles without, regardless of the fact that I know that in me dwelleth no good thing, that I cannot do anything in myself pertaining to myself that is acceptable unto God. But when I hear that what God's required of me, He has provided for me in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am rendered at the judgment bar of God no condemnation. Now that helps me. That helps me day in and day out. I know the world. They don't see us like that. They see all your faults and your blots and all your blemishes and all your undoings. They see all of that. But God does not see that in the salvation that I'm talking about. He sees us as our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Thou in them, and I in them." We're in them. And as we are, as He is, so are we in this world. Oh, this security, this no condemnation, if it cannot be seen here this morning, in the case of Noah and his wife and his sons and their wives getting into that ark and God taking them in and shutting them in and keeping them in until all danger is past. If you can't see that there, certainly you'll be able to see it here with the Israelites there in the land of Goshen. When God says, I'll kill the firstborn of every family in all of Egypt. I'm going to kill the firstborn. And he said to the Israelites, he said, take the lamb. Take a lamb, a spotless lamb, and keep him up and watch him. And if there's any defects in that lamb, he said, reject him. Keep him up, and if there's no defects, slay the lamb. Catch his blood and paint the blood on the side post and on the doorpost of the door of the hut of the house. And he said, paint it there and get in the house. And he said, when I come over, when the death angel comes over, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. It's a difference of life and death, wasn't it? The blood was sprinkled upon the doorpost. That was the sign of immunity from the avenging angel that was to come over in the midnight hour. And all in that blood-sprinkled house, all of them was securely preserved and cared for by God Himself. And that's what it means when it says there is therefore now. You know, many times I've said, what is now? Where is now? He said, there is therefore now. Now is now. That's what it is. Now is now, right now. As I stand here before you, as you sit there listening to me, it is now. There is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And if you and I are in Christ Jesus, we're in Christ Jesus because we have been brought to Christ Jesus with bringing grace. But of God are ye in Christ Jesus. And if we see a smattering of that, well, then we'll have reason to thank God, won't we? We'll have reason to take heart and continue on and serving and loving and praising and worshiping and live for it. And that's what it's all about, whether we get any recognition or not. Whether anyone ever recognizes anything you ever do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it'll not make any difference. We don't do things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be seen of others or to have someone affectionately tell us what good people we are, whether they tell us or whether they don't, whether they just tell us the opposite. It is of no matter whatsoever to the individual whose conscience has been awakened by the Spirit of God, and God has been made unto him wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. For he knows that there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Those outside of the ark, carpenters, all of those that worked for 40 years, day and night, in the service of Noah, building that ark. They didn't know the flood was coming. Didn't care about it. And the flood of the wrath of God fell upon them all. But those that were in the ark were preserved and cared for by Christ. worship Him. I worship God in Christ. I'm comforted this morning to know that I'm in Him. Not in myself. Not in religion. But I'm in Him. And the way I got there was God put me in Christ. I didn't have a thing to do with it. God did it. Well, let's stand and we'll be dismissed.